Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Lesson 9.
Hello, welcome to Coffee Break Chinese.
Oh, I've been practicing that one, but I don't think I got it quite right. Let's hear it one more time.
很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
棒，很棒。
很棒。Okay, that I got that one right that time.
对。
Okay, so we are indeed, of course, delighted to be back learning Chinese with all of you. I am Mark, and I'm here with Crystal.
你好，我叫潘永庆。
你好吗？
我很好，你呢？
我非常好。
太棒了。
So I'm very well today because we're going to be talking about a subject that's very close to my heart today, and that is, of course, languages. We are learning Mandarin, Chinese, but we're going to be talking about other languages and also dealing with situations where we don't speak a language or we're not understanding something, which is something that, of course, is very likely to happen if you're traveling in a country where Chinese is spoken. Are we ready to start the lesson?
准备好了吗?
开始吧。
好。
Okay, to begin with, just a little review. We're not going to spend too long on this review, but last time we were talking about on the right, on the left, and so on. So let's just review how we would say, for example, the pharmacy is on your right.
药店在你的右边。
药店在你的右边。
很好。
What about the university is on your left?
大学在你的左边。
大学在你的左边。
很好。
Okay, we also learned some directions. So, for example, turn right, go right.
向右拐。
向右拐 and turn left.
向左拐。
向左再
拐。
I forgot that. 向左拐。Which tone is 拐?
拐 is third tone.
So 向左拐。Okay, both third tones there. 左拐。It is pretty tricky. We also learned an expression for saying I've understood.
我明白了。
我明白了。And that's something we'll be coming back to in this lesson, the whole idea of understanding and, of course, not understanding. Let's talk a little about language because we are learning, of course, Chinese. The word for Chinese in Chinese, we learned it earlier.
中文。
中文。But we can actually call the language that we're learning some different things, can't we?
Yeah. 普通话。
普通话。So that is like the common speech or something like that.
Or standard language.
Standard language. So that's Mandarin Chinese. 普通话。Can we go through our tones here?
普
通。Third tone. First.
话。
Fourth.
对。
普通话。Okay. So how would I say I...Speak Mandarin.
我会说普通话。
我会说普通话。
Effectively, I was saying I can speak Mandarin.
Okay.
But if you want to say I speak Mandarin, 我说普通话。
Okay, so just...Taking out the
can,
会。我说普通话。
对。
So the 说 is first tone?
是。
我说普通话。So we've got two options. I can speak Mandarin or I speak Mandarin. I can speak Mandarin was?
我会说 普通话。
我会说普通话。And just I speak Mandarin, we take out the 会。
我说普通话。
我说普通话。
对。
Now we've already spoken in way back in the beginning of Coffee Break Chinese about the difference between Mandarin and Chinese. And for the purposes of what we're talking about here, in a sense, talking about learning Chinese as a foreigner, we can really use either. If we want to be specific about Mandarin, then we can talk about 普通话. But if we wanted to just talk about Chinese, then
中文。
中文。Okay, 中文。Right, so if I can say 我会说中文, for example, can I turn that into a question and ask you, do you speak Chinese?
Easy.
I think it is easy because I think all I need to do is change the 我 to 你 and then stick a question particle on the end. So could I say 你会说中文吗?
非常好。
Let's hear it.
你会说中文吗?
你会说中文吗?Okay, or I could say, 你会说普通话吗?
对。
Let's hear you sing that one.
你会说普通话吗?
Okay, probably the correct answer to do you speak Chinese at this stage of Coffee Break Chinese, I would say probably is I can speak a little. So how do we say a little?
一点。
Let's hear that word again.
一点。
一点。So could I say 我会说一点中文？
可以。
可 What did you say?
Can.
可以、okay, 可以 right, so 我会说一点中文
And of course, if you are in Beijing, you might hear people say 一点儿
So is that like a kind of regional version of 一点、一点儿 Okay, so 我会说、一点儿中文
If you're in Beijing.
If you're in Beijing, okay. And you want to impress the natives by sounding like a Beijing resident, yeah?
Indeed.
Okay, even if you only speak a little. Okay, so we've got I speak Chinese, I speak a little Chinese. What about I don't speak Chinese?
我不会说中文。
Okay, so it's just straightforward. We add in the 不, but here, because it's followed by 会, which is the fourth tone, it sounds...
You change the bu into second tone.
Right, so we saw that last time with...
Yes.
It's not very far. Bu tai yuan. So that's the second and then the fourth. Bu tai yuan. So here we're saying... 我不会说中文。
对。
Now, what happens if we just say I... don't speak, taking out the 会.
我不说中文.
So there it stays as the fourth tone.
对, because 说 is first tone.
First tone. So let's listen carefully. I find this fascinating. Let's listen carefully to I don't speak Chinese.
我不说中文.
And I can't speak Chinese.
我不会说中文。
So the 不 changes in each of those. 我不说中文 or 我不会说中文。
很好。
However, 但是 our listeners shouldn't need to say that because now they do speak 一点
or 一点儿
or 一点儿 if they're in Beijing. Okay, so I speak a little, I speak and I don't speak or I can't speak 我不会，我不会说中文 or 我不会说普通话。
对。
Okay, English, if we're talking about English, would be?
英语。
英语。So that's a first tone and then a third tone?
对。
英语. So can I ask you, 你会说英语吗?
对,我会说英语.
Okay, now 英语 sounds, well, it sounds like the word for 英国, Britain, okay? So can we do the same with other languages? So coming, for example, to, is it 法国?
对.
For France, would French be 法语?
是.
Okay, so, Crystal, 你会说法语吗?
不,我不会说法语.
Okay, let's try, is it 德国? So it would be 德语 for German, because Germany was 德国. So would I say 你会说 德语吗?
不,我不会说德语.
So you don't speak German?
对,我不会说德语. 你会吗?
Do I?
Can you?
我会说一点德语.
So you speak
a little German.
German.
Very okay.
good. 你会说意大利语吗?
对,我会说意大利.
你会说意大利语。意大利语.
Okay, I'm forgetting my tones on these countries. 意大.
They are all four tones.
Okay, 意大利语. And the 语 is third tone.
语 is third tone.
Okay, so 我会说意大利语.
很好. 你会说西班牙语吗?
对,我会说西班牙语.
So you speak Spanish too?
对.
太棒了. 你会说日语吗?
Oh, 日语. That's Japanese.
对.
私は日本語をわかります. Well, I understand a little. I don't really. That's not very much. So I'll say, 我不会说日语. Yeah. So
that means you can't speak Japanese.
我会说一点. Very, very, very little.
一点.
日语. Okay. It's a tricky sound, that. 日语.
非常好.
Okay. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to the word for language after the break that's coming up now. So,
好.
Back in a moment.
再见.
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, so far in this lesson, we've been talking about language and languages. And just before we go on, I want to talk a little more about that word for language. Can you remind us of this word?
语.
语.
It's a short for 语言.
Okay, so, and that means language.
Yes.
So how would you ask someone, what languages do you speak?
你会说什么语?
Now, that sounds very familiar because we use the word 什么 in what is your name?
你叫什么名字?
So, go through the expression again.
你会说什么语?
你会说什么语? So, you can speak what languages?
Alternatively, you can speak the full sentence.
Yeah.
你会说什么语言?
你会说什么语言? Right. 言. Okay, 语言. Right, Crystal, then I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
你会说什么语言?
我会说中文、英语，还有一点日语。
Right, so you said that you speak Chinese, English, and a little Japanese?
对.
Can you give us the same sentence again so that we can hear what you said in the middle there?
我会说中文、英语、还有, meaning and, or in addition to, or also.
Okay, so 我会说中文、英语, 还有一点日语。还有一点日语。非常好。 Tricky stuff.
Mark, 你会说什么语?
我会说英语。还有? 法语，还有，西班牙语，还有，意大利语，还有吗？ 一点德语，还有吗？ 一点 Portuguese，
葡萄牙语，还有吗？
一点中文，还有吗？
一点日语。
No, I wouldn't count the Japanese there. Okay, how do I say that's all?
没了。
Okay, 没了。 Right, so we've talked about languages. We've talked about being able to speak languages. We've learned the names for some of the languages. However, there are two things that we absolutely must cover. And for one of these is asking people to speak more slowly. So it's something very useful when we're learning a language, asking people to speak slowly. Crystal, how do you say, please speak slowly, or can you speak slowly, please?
Mm-hmm. 请说慢点.
Okay, so we've got 请, which is like please, just as in 请, when. 请说, speak, and then the word for slow.
慢, slow.
Yeah.
点, a bit slowly.
Okay, just as in 一点. Okay, so 慢点. So that's 慢, fourth tone. 点, third tone. 慢点. So 请说慢点. Please speak slowly. And what about asking someone to say things again? Actually, we've done this. We've learned this. We learned an expression for one more time.
再来一遍.
再来一遍.
More like come again.
Okay, 再来一遍. So is there another way of saying, can you say it again?
请再说一遍.
请再说一遍. So 一遍, is that the again part?
No.
Oh.
一遍, once more.
Once more, okay. 一遍. So 请 再说一遍.
对.
So the 再 there, is that like...
Again.
Again. Is that a different 再 from... 我这站在哪儿?
It sounds exactly the same, but the characters are different.
Okay, so it means again.
Mm.
So what we are saying here is please again say once more.
对.
请... 再说一遍。 Tone's completely wrong there.
请再说一遍。请再说一遍。非常好。
Okay, so we've learned speak slowly, please. We've learned once more. Can you say something again? But the other situation is where we don't understand something. So how do we say to understand? In Mandarin.
我不懂, I don't understand.
我不懂. So 不, there is the not thing, it's the negative. 不懂, third tone.
Third tone.
我不懂.
我不懂, I don't understand.
So if you do understand,
我懂,
or 我不懂.
Now, let's take this a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
我听得懂中文.
Okay, so 懂 is in there, so that's something to do with understanding. What's the 听?
Listen or hear.
So I listen and understand. So when you listen, you understand Chinese.
听得懂.
我听得懂中文. Or 我, could I say 我听得懂一点中文?
非常好.
So I listen and understand, but that's not saying anything about being able to speak.
Mm.
So could I listen and understand but not be able to speak? Is that,
yeah,
that's a possibility?
Yeah.
So we've got 我听得懂中文，但是我不会说中文。非常好. In that situation, would I need to repeat the 中文?
You could omit it because we were talking about 中文.
So if I said 我听得懂中文，但是我不会说.
Mm-hmm.
So I can listen and understand some Chinese, but I don't speak it. Right. What about if you don't understand?
我听不懂中文.
So is that like saying you listen but don't understand? You're trying your best, but you don't understand. I like that. 我听不懂。听不懂。 听不懂, so that's up there, falling off and then scooping up and out the thing. Okay. 我听不懂中文. I listen but don't understand Chinese.
对. Mark, do you know 广东话?
That's Canton speak, I guess.
Yes.
So it's Cantonese?
对, Cantonese. Okay.
Okay.
So, do you understand Cantonese?
不. 我, could I say 我不懂, 广东话?
Very good.
Could I also say here 我听不懂广东话?
Yes. 我不懂广东话, meaning I don't know Cantonese at all.
Mm-hmm.
我听不懂广东话, I listen but I don't understand Cantonese.
明白了。明白了,太好了。 That's actually interesting because 明白了 is talking about what you understand or what you don't understand or indeed what you've understood. And that's different from
懂了。懂了。 You can use them interchangeably.
Okay, so could I equally say 我懂了? So that's third tone, dong.
我懂了。我懂了。
I got it. Okay, well, 我懂了。很好。 Well, that's it for another lesson of Coffee Break Chinese. And of course, as usual, there is lots more that you can use to practice your Chinese. You can use our video versions, which show you the words and phrases in pinyin and Chinese characters on the screen of your device. And there's also the bonus lesson notes and the bonus audio materials, which will help you test what you've learned in this lesson.
This week, we'd like to hear which languages you speak. Let us know on our Facebook page by posting a comment on the post for Lesson 9. You can say you speak the language, and everyone should be able to say at the very least, 我会说一点中文.
Absolutely. That's it. We'll be back soon.
谢谢,再见.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.